Most religion tend to focus on what was seen by man, the first goat on the cross. But that was a lot easier than being torn to shreds by wild beasts while you're still alive. Amen. And so Jesus didn't lay down his life, he laid down his lives for us. The Bible says he was the firstborn from the dead. Well, we know other people were raised from the dead, but they weren't born from the dead. Amen. Now, people might argue with you about that, but the wages of sin is death. If he didn't pay for our sin, then you will. Your sins have to be paid for, but they are. And they weren't paid for just by his physical life. They were paid for by his spiritual life. Amen, because we're all going to die physically. That's not what we're redeemed from. That death is the last enemy. It's not been put underfoot yet. But its sting, the Bible says, where's your sting, O death? Well, it's been removed. But we need to wake up. If Jesus went through all that, surely we can be the light of the world, is my point, right? If he died for us, we ought to be able to live for him, because we're in a great test. Will we live for him, or will we live to avoid upsetting people? But you know, they'll really be upset in hell. You know, years ago, back in the 1800s, around the Civil War, the Lord took a lady to hell. When she came back, she wrote a book called Scenes Beyond the Grave. It's not an easy book to read. And she talked about the worst place in hell was where the preachers who didn't tell the people the truth on earth were still preaching lies to them in hell and being jeered by the people. We just need to love people enough to look for an opportunity to tell them the truth. Like that young man I was talking to this week, he's just as sincere as the day is long. And when I told him the devil comes as an angel of light, I didn't say you're believing an angel of light. And I talked to him about how I had seen the devil, and it was a shock to me. But the devil doesn't come to deceive people as the devil. What dummy would follow the devil if he knew he was the devil? We have to just gently tell people there's just one name under heaven by which men can be saved, and just plant a seed and water it and plant it, and pray for them, because we're heading for the last roundup. And let's just be thankful